toll-free numbers, 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the site. Everything on the site is totally free. Again, that's FreeTalkLive.com. We got to jump into the phone calls here. Let's talk to George in D.C. on the Amplifier line. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Torgo, you're already screwed. You might as well hit the bong right now.
What?
Oh, the rest of your life, dude. You know how they say the bigger you are, the longer it stays in your system, right?
Right. Oh, so you're just trying to scare him.
Well, this was 5 years ago.
Come on up here to D.C. I'll hook you up. I promise not to put any firecrackers in the spin of the joint.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't trust you to give me anything that's on fire after the last time I talked to you.
Oh, wait a minute now. Then the bong. You know, you can't hide a firecracker in that. I blow up the bong. I mean, that's expensive.
There you go.
But, you know, if you put all the effort in hiding a firecracker in a cigarette, way down to the bottom of a cigarette, you might be able to build a bong.
Not all the way at the bottom, man. Which, how many times must I say that?
That's right. It was about two-thirds of the way down.
Just over halfway through, all right?
You still yanked half the tobacco out of a cigarette, put a firecracker in, and put the tobacco back in while being careful enough to not damage the cigarette.
And gave it to someone you thought was a friend.
That takes some dedication
work,
to blow
dude.
Up somebody's mouth.
No, I'm telling you, it's that small. You know, it would not have done anything.
What if his fingers were right next to the explosion at the time?
No, ladies' fingers won't.
No.
What if he was a
like
lady?
Six and a half long, and he's got like, and he always keeps, he's pretty much always kisses his fingers when he smokes a cigarette. Yeah. It looks so gay.
All right, man. Thanks for the call, George. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Who did he say was gay?
His friend that smokes a cigarette.
Oh, okay.
I thought he was talking about Mark.
I did, too. Let's try Randall in Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Randall.
Hey there. I just wanted to mention that Kentucky seems to have similar laws to what you were talking about in Michigan, I think it was.
You know, Randall, I like the fact that you're such a peppy guy. I just want to say that right now. That was great. Hey! Okay, go ahead.
Thank you. It comes from being a recruiter for the FSP. I've had a lot of practice talking to people.
So, I'm sorry. I totally have been lost at this point. Your state has similar laws as Michigan?
Kentucky does. I no longer live there, thank God.
What goes on in Kentucky? Are they taking blood from people on the side of the road? Which laws are you talking about?
Now, I don't think they can actually take blood from you just right off the side of the road, but I had an experience one time. A lady jumped out in front of me, and I T-boned her, and there was a bad wreck. And when the cops showed up, I had a pill bottle on me because I was getting a prescription filled for my grandmother, which obviously made me suspect.
Yeah, sure. Just the story makes me suspect you right now.
Grandma's involved, so, it's suspect.
The cops, you know, start quizzing me about, you know, am I on drugs and da-da-da-da-da, and, you know, I told them, hey, guys, I moved here 2 weeks ago. I don't know anybody. I've not smoked any weed in two weeks.
Give me another 2 weeks. Hey, ask me again.
Do what?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And they actually told me that they could give me a DUI just for admitting that.
For admitting what?
That you
smoked 2 weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because, you know, it's still in your system. If there's any trace of THC in your system in Kentucky, you get a DUI.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that hearing it from the police officers is exactly the best source for your legal advice.
Yeah, fair enough. True. They do lie a lot.
Well, you do have a good point there. I actually had another experience where they actually did take me in for a DUI, took me directly to the hospital, and told me that if I didn't allow the blood test, that it would be like a minimum 1 year jail sentence or something like that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous out there. It's a horrible, terrible state.
But at least then it was a hospital orderly taking the blood from you instead of a state trooper on the side of the road with your arm hanging out the window.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little bit better than that, but it's still no good.
Yeah, that's why you're going to New Hampshire, right, Randall?
That's exactly why I'm going to New Hampshire. I'll see you in Keene in February.
Awesome. Thanks, dude. Have a great night. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. To Johnny in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good.
All right. How are you?
Great. You guys are great, man. You guys should host the Oscars. You guys are hilarious.
Well, thanks. Hey, just a quick...
that'd be great. I would love to do the Best Picture medley. That'd be awesome. I'd do it better than Billy Crystal.
Yeah, hey, about that needle thing, you also know that Michigan, of course, Michael Moore's from Michigan, and he's always saying how terrible it is, and it is, but Toronto's actually dumping their garbage down there, too.
In Michigan?
Yep, so maybe some of the fumes are getting to the cops down there, and they're... God only knows what they're doing with the blood.
Well, I don't know if it's fumes from garbage. It's just power. It's just power. It goes to people's heads, and they believe they can tell individuals how they should live their lives. And if they don't live their lives the way that they are instructed to, then they're going to toss them in a prison cell. And it's just a sickness.
Yeah, actually, I should be honest with you. It's actually Cameron from Canada again.
Okay, you only get one call per night. Thanks,
I know,
buddy.
I lied
bye-bye.
To get on, but I couldn't wait.
259-9231. Shouldn't have been honest. That's what you get for being honest.
Well, he's aspiring to be a superhero, and superheroes are always honest. One day he'll be able to be Batman's sidekick.
You know, one call per night, I don't think that's unreasonable. We had to put that rule in effect a long time ago, and it is still in effect. So, Portop needs to do better screening.
I actually recall, like, back in the early days, and people who are amplifiers and are getting the classic shows and the classic archives and that amplifier-only podcast are hearing some of the old shows, like, why that rule had to be implemented.
Yes.
When somebody like Corey would call in 18 times in one night.
Oh, my God.
It was like the Corey Show.
You know, we had a lot of young people listening at that time because it was a rock and roll station, sort of. And, man, we would get... A 15-year-old has nothing better to do than call a radio show.
Right, exactly. He just wanted to hear himself call Ian a douche as many times as possible on the air.
Yeah, so if you don't know what we're talking about, you can get access to the classic archives by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, and we'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. All right, so, Torgo, you've got something about how to destroy... America.
Yes, I have someone's secret plan to destroy America.
Well, it's not much of a secret now, is it? We're going to give it out on the air.
We certainly are. Former Colorado Governor Richard Lamb delivered a speech that he called his plan to destroy America. And I've got the whole thing here verbatim, and I mean the whole text of the speech, and I'm going to read some of the key points and the intro here. He says, "I have a secret plan to destroy America. If you believe, as many do, that America is too smug, too white bread, too self-satisfied, too rich, well, let's destroy America. It's not that hard to do. History shows that nations are more fragile than their citizens think. No nation in history has survived the ravages of time."
That's true.
So, well, and how could it?
Right. Well, yeah. And so he's got his plan to destroy America. "First, we must make America a bilingual, bicultural country."
Hmm.
"History shows, in my opinion..."
Because that's destroyed Canada?
I guess, yeah.
Okay.
It's destroyed Canada. It's destroyed Holland.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Apparently, Holland is completely falling apart because they speak four languages.
Belgium.
Belgium.
How about Hong Kong? There's a lot of languages spoken there.
Right, exactly.
Destroyed.
Absolutely destroyed. I can see where this guy's going. He's got a point.
This is only step one, though. All right, let's go.
Right. Number two, "I would then invent multiculturalism and encourage immigrants to maintain their own culture. I would make it an article of belief that all cultures are equal, that there are no cultural differences that are important. I would declare it an article of faith that the black and Hispanic dropout rate is only due to prejudice and discrimination by the majority."
Whoa.
That would help to destroy America, the concept of multiculturalism.
Whoa.
What's that have to do with black and Hispanic dropout rate? He's a racist and he's trying to cover it.
What he's just saying here is that we all know that the reason the black and Hispanic dropout rate is so high is because they're black and Hispanic, and they can't do as well because they're not as good of people.
That's what he said without actually saying it.
Yeah, that was the idea that came across in that statement.
Okay.
This is just, this guy, the reason I'm reading this is because this guy is the former governor of the state of Colorado.
I'd like to spin that a little bit.
Okay.
Because, if it is really true that in certain areas blacks and Hispanics are dropping out at a quicker clip, you know what? That actually shows that they're smarter than the white kids because they figured out that government school is a total waste of their time. So they're smart enough to leave while the white kids are actually so stupid that they actually stay in.
No, they still
school.
Teach you how to read and how to do math. So, no, it's not a total waste of time. It's,
they're not dropping out of kindergarten. 1-800-259-9231.
I learned lots of useful things in high school, Ian.
You learn how to read and do math in kindergarten and in elementary school. More's on the way. The plan to destroy America.
Ludicrous.
We'll share with you. It's Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizedDC.org. That's DownsizedDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyon with today's Car Clinic Minute. Wearing faux fur, surfing the net, and flying the flag. Behaviors that are all the rage. But if your driving's in that rage category, kick it to the curb. I'll tell you why when we come back.
Bobby Lyon here with car killer number 7 on my 10 most wanted list. What causes your engine to overheat? Usually it's corrosion and buildup in the cooling system. A BG cooling system service flushes that murky, discolored fluid, replacing it with premium coolant and conditioner. And it comes with a free protection plan. Remember, not all schedule maintenance is the same. So go to BGFindAShop.com to find a BG cooling system service now.
BG.
Aggressive driving's one outrageous. Make that road-rageous behaviors that can destroy property and cost lives. And if you thought road rage only happens in big cities in the Northeast or California, listen to this. According to the Bureau of Transportation Statistics, the 5 states with highest aggressive driving rates are South Carolina, Wyoming, Alabama, Kansas, and Oklahoma. Urban or rural, you can control road rage by honoring one road rule. The golden rule, that is. I'm Bobby Lycus. Lycus, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231, and anything goes. And you can also join us on our website. freetalklive.com. We've got the wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com is the place to go if you want to experience over 700 unique pages created by the listeners. You can actually add to or delete from or edit the wiki to your heart's content. It's free, of course. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the first 1,000 pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, Torgo, you're sharing with us one man's plan who apparently is a former... Is it a man?
Yes.
Okay. It's a former governor of a state. He is sharing his plan to destroy America. And Let's just recap steps one and two.
So far, step one has been to make America a bilingual, bicultural country.
And now why is that going to destroy us? He doesn't give a reason.
He says that no nation can survive the tension, conflict, and antagonism of two competing languages and cultures.
Mm, ridiculous.
Like all the nations that have around the world.
Right. He says it's a blessing for an individual to be bilingual. It's a curse for a society to be bilingual.
Why? What does he have to back that up?
I have no idea. A quote from somebody else who feels the same way. That's
see,
the next bit.
My brother Steve thinks this way.
One scholar, Seymour Martin Lipset, put it this way. Seymour Martin Lipset, do you know who this guy is?
No. But he's a scholar, gives him credibility.
Yeah. And he says, because you mentioned some of these countries. He says, the scholar says, the histories of bilingual and bicultural societies that do not assimilate are histories of turmoil, tension, and tragedy. Canada, Belgium, Malaysia, Lebanon all face crises of national existence in which minorities press for autonomy, if not independence. Pakistan and Cyprus have divided. Nigeria suppressed an ethnic rebellion. France faces difficulties with all of the people there, with its... Three different categories, so. The three French words I'm not going to try not to mangle, so.
Don't we have difficulties with certain ethnic groups in the United States that don't speak different languages?
Well, of course we do, because we're allowing them to keep their... We're doing...
Melanin.
Yeah, I know. I couldn't even come up with anything valid because this is such a ridiculous point.
This guy would outlaw melanin and cockatin, too.
Let's see. So that was... Point one on how to destroy America.
Okay,
Next step, I would then invent multiculturalism and encourage immigrants to maintain their own culture. I would make it an article of belief that all cultures are equal. That would be a destructive thing to do, to make it known that all cultures are equal and that one culture is not inherently better than another.
How could one ever claim that one culture is better than another? They're just different.
Well,
that's all.
I could claim that I think that America is a great country because we have a history of producing things. We in America, we work hard, and we get stuff done. So I think we're a better culture than others where they don't get stuff done.
I don't know if you can you consider America a culture? Is there a culture of America?
We definitely have a culture of, hard work ethic here. Absolutely.
There is definitely an American culture. There is.
Saying that it hasn't changed and evolved over time, but...
Well, I just wonder how you qualify it. How can you define what American culture is? How is that possible?
It's just like looking at... Because you don't like to interact with much outside of your own little shell there, Ian.
I'm busy.
Right, you're busy, and you're a hermit. And if you take a look, there are things that come to popularity in this country that don't come to popularity in other countries. There are... types of social interaction that are common in this country that are not common in other countries due to the differences in our culture and their culture.
Oh, so you're talking about popular culture, because I just don't believe that there's a culture.
Popular,
there's different culture subgroups.
Popular and culture mean this are synonymous
in
this case.
So whatever is most popular is the culture?
Because
so 51%?
Because a culture leads to... It's a general shared viewpoint by a large group.
So if
something is popular in our society, it's due to our culture.
Okay, so for instance, if we're looking at, say, MySpace, the kind of people that inhabit a lot of the kind of people, the majority of the kind of people that inhabit the MySpace, they like to drink, wear their hats backwards, wear baggy clothes, drive flashy cars, those kind of people. Is that the culture in America?
That's a lot of the teen and young adult culture in this country, yes.
But are they the majority, or is the culture in America population?
Now, I'm not sure exactly because I haven't done any studying on it. I'm just talking about the definition. I'm not trying to say this is what American culture is. I'm talking about what makes something part
there
of
is
the culture.
American occult, that there is an American culture, not what it is all he's saying.
Right, but we can't really define what that is what you're saying. There is this culture, but yet it's so indiscriminate, you don't know exactly
how to
describe it.
For example, the American culture is very heavily into multimedia entertainment forms.
And American culture is all about work ethic. We put in more hours a week than most countries do in the world. So it's sort of democratic in that sense because you add it up. There are people in
America
that don't have jobs.
Yeah.
What about it?
Well, they don't work as much there.
The heck they don't? Like hours per week? I don't think that's true.
I think there's laws there that I don't know. They want laws that'll mandate a 20-hour work week.
You can't make laws like that because people can subcontract anyway.
Yeah, okay.
Right. People still work. People work all the time in this country. They absolutely do.
All right. How else can we destroy the country?
Well, we can make the United States a Hispanic Quebec without much effort. The key is to celebrate diversity rather than unity. I would encourage all immigrants to keep their own language and culture, and I would replace the melting pot metaphor with a salad bowl metaphor. It's important to ensure that we have various cultural subgroups living in America reinforcing their differences rather than Americans emphasizing their similarities.
Especially salad tossers.
Right, exactly. We need cultural subgroups in this country celebrating their differences to slowly eat away at the foundation of our culture and rip us apart. That's how you destroy America. You allow ethnic diversity. You allow people to keep their culture. You allow people to be free to live how they can chose
to
live.
Yeah. I find it interesting that this individual believes that his culture is the correct culture, and so everyone should assimilate into his culture in order to make sure that America survives, at least in the way that he wants it to. I don't necessarily think that celebrating diversity is something anyone should spend any time on, but if that's what you want to do with your time, then celebrate all you want. It doesn't bother me.
But here's what he's considering. This is something that somebody like this would be considering a celebration of diversity. Let's say you come from a Mexican family.
Yeah.
You have a lot of friends who immigrated here from Mexico. You have a Cinco de Mayo celebration. That is celebrating your cultural diversity and setting you apart from Americans.
You know, so we should only celebrate St. Patty's Day.
This is where it gets bigoted and xenophobic.
It's been bigoted throughout the entire thing.
Well, for people that feel this way. If you celebrate Cinco de Mayo, so what? What if I'm French and I celebrate Bastille Day? You know, July 14th rolls around, and I'm like, whatever, I can't remember the French national anthem off the top of my head. But big deal! Big, fat, hairy peel. Somebody is celebrating some holiday that was proclaimed by some other bunch of bureaucrats in some other country.
Decades ago.
Who cares?
Right. Would this individual be offended if someone from another culture came in and said, hey, I'd like to celebrate all your holidays with you. I may be a different color and everything, but I'd like to celebrate your Christmas and your Thanksgiving, and can I come over to your house?
Well, as long as you believe in God and you're white, I think we're okay.
There's that part. 800-259-9231. There's more to this. How many steps are left?
There's four more. We're halfway through.
All right. How to destroy America. We will tell you more on the way. This is your show. Take control of the airwaves.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by Nature products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms could be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. BioSolutions has over 550 programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
It is the Monday edition, and we're inside hour two. You can also join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we have archives. An entire year's worth of the show awaits you for free at freetalklive.com. So go grab them up. Again, a year right there, freetalklive.com. We're talking about a one man's plan to destroy America. He's figured it out. He's got a series of steps, and he's outlined them. That used to be a secret plan, but we're making it not so secret anymore. It involves essentially... Well, let's boil it down. It involves getting rid of all the non-whites, right? Isn't that what this plan is about, in so many words?
Or at least, and not so much getting rid of all the non-whites, but anyone who's not white should live like one.
Right, and they should take pills to paint themselves that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really quite disgusting. I'm not going to run through the other four steps because we've got four more to continue over here. So let's continue here, Torgo. What are the other steps to destroy America?
Well, next he says, having done all of the previous steps, I would make our fastest growing demographic group the least educated. I would add a second underclass that's unassimilated, undereducated, and antagonistic to our population. I would have the second underclass have a 50% dropout rate from school. So basically what he's saying is, I would make sure that there are undereducated immigrants coming into this country.
Yep.
And
what he's saying.
Who are angry at us, because that's all he views immigrants as, is under, people who are willfully undereducated. That's one thing. That's one thing, is he views
they want to be stupid.
As people who are willfully undereducated because they have no work ethic and they have no worth.
Now, I wonder if he's ever met any immigrants. I mean,
I don't know. He was the governor of Colorado, so I don't know how many make their way to Colorado.
All of these zealots, all of these anti-immigration nutbags out there who talk a big load of trash about immigrants, have they actually met any? Have they actually known any immigrants, especially Hispanic ones? I really want to know. I don't believe it for a second.
Well, I'd say that there's a lot of Mexican immigrants coming across the border that are undereducated, comparatively. They can't read Spanish very well, let alone English.
Has this man looked at the white people, too? I mean, they're having a tough time in government schools. There's plenty of whites that are dropping out. Plenty of trashy whites, too. What about all the white trash in the trailer parks? I mean, can we leave them in the nation, too, or are they bringing us down?
He's going to work on them after he gets rid of the immigrants.
No, but I don't think he has a problem with them.
No, they're a part of our culture. They're not trying to keep themselves separate and antagonistic to our society.
All right, next step.
Let's see. Next, I would establish dual citizenship and promote divided loyalties.
Who's establishing? Now, nobody's actually establishing a dual citizenship, right?
No, he's saying he would establish the concept. These are all of the things he would bring into bear. These are the things that he would create in our society if he wanted to destroy America.
Got it.
In this case, dual citizenship. So he's saying that the concept of dual citizenship is detrimental to American society.
What is that concept?
Well, I think that, I don't know, I think what he's alluding to is people that perhaps become American citizens but don't give up their Mexican citizenship.
That's exactly what he's talking about.
And
because he says it promotes divided loyalties.
You see many Mexican Americans with Mexican flags in the back of their car, or that CD thing that has a Mexican flag on it hanging from the rearview mirror, and stuff like that.
You know what? I kind of hope this guy gets what he wants. I hope he gets to destroy America. And what I mean by that is the union, states being together, not actually physically destroying the country, but I think it's a failed experiment. I think that this proves it. We've got jerks, ignoramuses like this guy living here. They should really all just get together into the same state and go live their happy little white cultural life, whatever that means for them. They should just go ahead and do it. Well, stop trying to control others.
Destroying a culture is so much harder than you might think. They're being poured into a much larger culture to which they really do want to be assimilated to. Some extent.
They really do.
Not entirely. I mean, that's how we got all kinds of different foods in America.
Yep.
Well, different cultures came here and they had good foods and we kind of kept their good foods. There's going to be a lot more Mexican food eaten here in America as time goes by.
Thank goodness.
But Mexicans do understand that they've got to speak English to make good money. And
right.
Their kids have to speak English if they're going to be successful. They understand that if you want to be important, you got to look important.
Sure.
And all these things, if you want to.
And you're not just making this up. I mean, studies have shown that second generation immigrants, whether they're Hispanic or other, second generation immigrants are fluent in English. That's just a fact.
It's true.
Let's go on with the other steps here to destroy America.
Well, actually, no, but on that same point, I'm wondering if he is then upset that English is the international language of business. That most large corporations in other countries conduct their high-level business in English. Does that mean that we're destroying their societies by promoting multiculturalism?
I don't know if he's concerned with anyone
else. Are we helping to destroy the world?
I think he's pretty America-centric. I don't think he's concerned about the world or any other cultures.
Okay, because, it's kind of the same thing. I'm just...
I get your point, absolutely.
All right, well, so more on this dual citizenship and divided loyalties. He says, I would celebrate diversity. Diversity is such a wonderfully seductive word. It stresses differences rather than commonalities. Diverse people worldwide are mostly engaged in hating each other. That is, when they're not killing each other.
Right, so this guy's not killing, he's just hating.
He says, a diverse, peaceful, or stable society is against most historical precedent. So, he's saying that societies that are diverse and allow cultural diversity are historically doomed to fail.
Seems to me that they're all doomed to fail.
I was going to say, any evidence to this? Because I just can't think of anything.
He says, look at the ancient Greeks. Dorff's World History tells us that the Greeks believed that they belonged to the same race. They possessed a common language and literature, and they worshipped the same gods. All Greece took part in the Olympic Games in honor of Zeus, and all Greeks venerated the shrine of Apollo at Delphi. A common enemy of Persia threatened their liberty. Yet all of these bonds together were not strong enough to overcome two factors, local patriotism and geographical conditions that nurtured political divisions. So
Greece was a free country?
Well, there were parts of it that were a republic. I think that one could look at Sparta and probably say, not so free.
So what he's saying is they all believed themselves to be part of one overall culture, but because at the local level there were still cultural differences, they were not strong enough to defeat their enemies.
Ah.
Because people were allowed to think for themselves. And that's what's the downfall of a
society.
We
should all think alike, Torgo.
We should be homogenized. We should all just be mindless automatons.
You know what? We should all cut our hair the same length, too, while we're at it. Hey, wait,
absolutely.
They do that in North Korea. must be a good idea if Kim Jong-il's behind it, right?
It's true.
I think Kim Jong-il is actually, North Korea is a perfect example of what this guy wants, isn't it? I mean, they keep people out. Heck, they keep people in. You can't get in or out of that country for the most part. And everybody follows the orders of the single leader, the great leader. He wants everyone to be like him.
Well, no. That's not true at all.
No?
He has a particular haircut that's actually out. That's against the rules. Yeah,
true.
He's got that big pompadour thing going. But their rules are that a man's haircut can't be longer than 4 inches or something
like
that.
Yeah, true.
So they... You know, they ridicule guys with long hair.
But he sort of determines the culture.
He hasn't just gone ahead and, you know, mandated everybody shave their head.
He sort of determines the culture, though. That's what I'm saying, for his country.
Right, and then he can live completely outside of it to show that he is superior to all of them. That's exactly what that is. That's why his hair is in the big bouffant thing that it is.
The pompadour. All right. How many more steps do we have here?
Let's see. We've got one more that's worth reading here.
Okay.
He says, then I would place all of the previously discussed subjects off limits. Make it taboo to talk about. I would find a word similar to heretic in the 16th century that stopped discussion and paralyzed thinking. Words like racist or xenophobe that halts argument and conversation. So what he's saying is, all of these, he's talking about our, and of course, as you can tell, he's talking about our current society and
sure.
our current culture and how his views are, the types of views that he has are demonized by our society as being racist and xenophobic, when in fact all they are is helpful to America.
Right.
And if the rest of you people...
Racist and xenophobic.
And he's just trying to save the
you're
country.
Just trying to use those words to continue on this path to destruction.
Yeah, by their definition. Their English definition that I learned in a white school, okay? I know what those words mean. He's a racist and a xenophobe.
And a bigot, too, to boot. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves. I think we're going to hear from our friend Dave up in Montana on this one coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. How would you destroy America? It's Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today. And check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. Take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where we give away everything. All the features there. Everything from the bulletin board system, with 115,000 plus posts to the years worth of archives and more. What do we ask in return? Well, that you vote for us. Go to vote.freetalklive.com if you've yet to do it this month. It's a once-a-month sort of an activity. It takes you less than a minute's time. All you need to do is go through a quick email verification, and you're done. Your vote helps keep us in the top 10 podcasts of the world. We're currently ranked at number 2 because of your votes. But if you've yet to vote, we need to hear from you. Go to vote. freetalklive.com. It makes a big difference for us, because the longer we're on the top 10 and the higher up we are, the more new listeners come across the message of freedom and liberty every single day. So vote.freetalklive.com. To Dave in Montana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Dave, listening on KGEZ. Hello.
Long live Free Talk.
We will. What's up?
How you doing? When the slaves were released, they said it was going to ruin America. When the Irish came, they said it was going to ruin America. When the Italians came, they said it was going to ruin. Whenever an immigrant group come in, they say it's going to ruin America, and it never did. It made America greater, bigger, and badder. Them immigrants went to World War I and kicked the Kaiser's butt, and you don't have no other people that love freedom so much that come here and find out what America is really about.
But they're all taking our services, Dave. They're stealing our services.
You can't tell a child not to grow, and you can't tell a country not to grow, and you can't tell the American spirit not to grow. More freedom, more people, free people, more. That's all I got.
You know, the more freedom we have, the better
That's
off
right.
we're all going to be. In fact, Dave, you make a great point. I remember we got an email from one of our listeners, I think it was in the Baltimore area, saying that, you know, the history of the area was that there was the Polish people came in there, the Irish people came in there, you know, all these different groups.
I thought it was Cleveland.
Cleveland, that's what it was.
Cincinnati or something.
So, yeah, it was in Ohio. So anyway, all these different languages, these different groups of immigrants were coming in there. I mean, there was 7 or 8 different ethnicities, and they all learned English. They all learned English on their own without a law forcing them to. Can you believe it, Dave?
That's right.
Any other thoughts for us, sir?
Huh?
Any other thoughts tonight?
Like I say, you can't hold back progress, man, and the American spirit will live on. Our forefathers said, when we get bigger, we're going to need more freedoms. All I see is less freedoms coming our way.
You know, the amount of immigrants that we have in our population right now, legal and otherwise, is 8%.
There's been time in our history when the amount of immigrants have been larger as a percentage than that. And there, I don't understand.
In World War One, there was this story called the Lost Battalion. You know, they got surrounded by the Germans. They forgot where they were. It was immigrants from New York City.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the officers got captured by the Germans, and the German was interviewing the officer, and the officer told him, "You don't know what you're up against," he said. "Every Dago, Kike, Spick is out there that loves freedom, and they're going to come and kick your ass, and you ain't going to get them," he says. "And we're all, and they love America, man, once you come here and you find out what it's about, you don't let it go."
There you go, Dave. Words of wisdom. Appreciate hearing from you, as always. 800-259-9231.
Man, I can't wait till the next Rocky movie comes out.
1-800-259-9231. Torgo, that's an old joke at this point.
No, I know that. It just reminded me.
Okay.
And you know what? I hadn't ever made it.
And there is a new Rocky movie coming out now.
Oh, okay.
That's
I thought
why
you
I'm...
had made that joke.
No, I hadn't.
Okay.
No.
All right. 800-259-9231. Who's going to be the new Rocky? It's going to be Sly.
Oh, Sylvester Stallone, yeah. There is no new Rocky. It's the same Rocky.
Well, I heard that they were going to make another Indiana Jones where, for instance, I think Indy's going to pass the torch to a new, younger Indiana Jones. Because, I mean, Harrison Ford's in his 60s.
He's got to be 60, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But
how old is Sly? Isn't he in his 60s?
He's also right at 60, I believe. Yeah.
Right. That's a little old to be in the ring, don't you think?
I bet he still looks pretty good, though. Certainly for a 60-year-old.
And he's also making another Rambo film as well.
Get out of here.
No, he really is.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yep.
All right, let's talk to Joe in New Jersey. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hey, man.
Hey, Joe, what's on your mind?
I disagree with but just about everything you have to say.
Oh, yeah? Okay. What part? Give me one.
Name it. But anyway, I like.
Well, so I guess
talk.
He's not looking forward to Rocky Six.
This is free talk.
Yes,
free talk live.
So let me talk. I believe that the immigration problem has gotten out of hand for a number of reasons, largely because of our immigration policy.
What's
and
that?
I have not heard anyone on the radio, shortwave, or internet, et cetera, talk about this, but the second real big reason is because the third world absolutely stinks.
Oh, yeah, of course it does.
Well, wait, what now, does it have to do with our immigration policy?
That's not the reason why I'm calling. The reason why I'm calling is because the largest percentage of our illegal so-called immigrants, I call them invaders, they're coming up through Mexico,
yeah,
and they're coming down through Canada.
Okay.
So what we ought to do is, first of all, we got to do a lot of other things before we tackle this problem. We got to pull our military out of all the foreign countries and consolidate all of our military power in the Western Hemisphere.
Well, I'd like to see us in America instead of other people's countries, but okay.
And I agree with them to pull the military troops out of all the other countries around the world, but they just need to come home to America. But I have a feeling I know where you're going next. What's next?
Next, we have to eliminate all foreign aid.
Oh, I agree with you.
All foreign giveaways.
I agree.
I agree
all
totally.
Of it. Every single penny.
Well, now, wait a minute. Let's clarify. And we're talking about by the government. If I want to give money to somebody in another country, I should be free to do that, right?
That's not giveaways. That's
something
different. Charity.
Personal contribution, right.
That's
so I agree. We're with you so far. Okay, what's next?
Okay, maybe amongst the other things that we should do is get rid of all the laws.
Yes, yes, I'm with you so
eliminate
far.
All the
I
laws.
Thought you said you disagreed with us.
So far,
no,
we're all in sync.
These things, I probably think that libertarians and anarchists would probably enjoy.
Yeah.
The fourth thing, and probably the thing that I've never, ever heard anyone say, and I've been active in the Patriot movement for about 15 years, is that we should build up all the other nations surrounding America.
Build them up?
That includes militarily.
Well,
sell them,
build
sell them,
them
up, arms?
Build, take all the money that, count it all up, take all the money that we would normally send overseas.
But wait, I thought you said stop all foreign aid.
Devote it to Western Hemisphere ethnic groups and nations.
But I thought you... Wait, I'm confused. Didn't you just tell me that you wanted to end foreign aid?
That's not foreign aid.
What do you call that?
I'm speaking from a different set of rules. I'm speaking from the Monroe Doctrine.
Wait. So who's building up the other nations? That's what I want.
We, our own interests. Our sphere of influence is in the Western Hemisphere. That includes everything from the North Pole all the way down to the
you're saying that this funding would come from the American government then?
I'm not talking about free aid. I'm talking about loans.
Who's building it up?
Well, yeah, here's the question for you. You say we should build up the other countries, or, you know, Canada, Mexico, for example.
Not Canada. Canada's got their own bailiwick.
Okay.
What we should do is just help all the indigenous peoples.
Well, now hold on just a second, Joe. When you use terms like help, it gets a little dangerous. I'm wondering to myself, what gives you, besides the Monroe Doctrine, what gives you jurisdiction to decide we're going to go in and we're going to arm these people?
Well, if you take a look back at our early documents,
mm-hmm.
you'll know that President James Monroe made an address to Congress.
Good for him. I'm aware of the Monroe Doctrine, and I'm familiar.
The Monroe Doctrine is not a document.
I'm not saying that it's a document.
The Monroe Doctrine is a way of thought.
Correct.
I guess it was taken by one of the local newspapers and published.
And the purpose of giving aid to these other countries is what?
Is to strengthen and fortify our sphere of influence. We would give these people autonomy.
Okay, so would I be free? Would I still
rebuild?
Be free? Wait, hold on. I want to understand this now. As a Mexican, in Joe's world, would I still be free to come into the United States and live my life?
Oh, absolutely not.
But wait, you just said you were going to get rid of the laws.
No, huh?
I thought you wanted to get rid of the laws too, Joe.
No. I'm talking about, see, we're talking, like I said, we're talking on a different page. We're talking from a different set of
laws. So you want to get rid of the existing laws and make Joe's laws, which will ban all Mexicans from coming here.
You see, you're not...
I'll tell you what. You can explain it. Just hang on. Hour number three is on the way. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. I want to know what Joe's laws are going to be. This is Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
If you're...